All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Being a Dick. Let's go ahead and get started. It's time to party. Great idea for the party, Grim. I'm having a hard time not catching boners already. Whose boner do you want to catch? You know what I mean. A party with this much skin, it would be a miracle if you didn't get laid. Isn't a miracle something good? Don't you want to get laid? Stop it. You know what I mean. Man, I'm so excited. I can't decide who I'm going to go for tonight. How about Colonel Mustard over there? Ah ha ha. What is she up to? I think she's trying to sell sex toys to the guests. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I remember I was watching a video about Real Doll, and they were talking about some of the dolls they make, and I saw a face that they were working on.
Yeah.
And it was legitimately Colonel Mustard. Somebody wanted a sex doll of Colonel Mustard from Clue. It looked exactly like it. I said, what the hell is... you know what? The less I know, the better.
Yeah.
I think maybe he's trying to do his own Clue with, like, dolls or something. I think she's trying to sell sex toys to the guests. You know what? That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll buy a whip from her. You invited some hotties, Grim. Good job. I told people to invite friends and they got back to me with their names. I hope most of them are cool. I wonder what mission everyone has. That thing has started, right? Yeah, as soon as they enter the party, they get one. Derek's on bowl duty. Derek! Hey, you guys have grabbed one of these, right? Not me. Yep, I already did. What did you get? Grind on someone while dancing until I get hard. That should be easy enough. Grab someone's dick? What the fuck is this? Hey, no takebacks. Respect the bowl. I'm not doing this. Then you'll have to face the consequences at midnight. Stop fucking with me and let me have a real one. Consequences? What consequences? It's meant to sound ominous to motivate people to participate, but I haven't decided what the consequences are yet. Did you take a mission? I don't even know what you guys wrote on these. Like, are they all lewd, or... Most of them are quite daring, yeah. Nope, I'm not sucking someone's cock tonight. What's up with the takebacks? You should have written give oral to make it fit everyone. Dress as Santa and make 5 girls sit in your lap. Ask them if they are naughty or nice and what they want for Christmas. Tell me how bad this one is compared to the rest so I know when to quit pulling missions. Jamie wrote that one with Tommy in mind. It's a good one. It's mine now or save it for Tommy? Well, considering Tommy's pretty pissed at him, it's probably a good idea to save it for Tommy. Save that for him, then. You know what? I'm gonna pass on the bowl. I'll be busy with the party as it is. Face the consequences, then. Oh, I'm so scared. Free roam. Complete the tasks in the task app. Why the hell is he dressed like a Chippendales dancer? That's weird. Masturbate somewhere in the mansion. It said that? Yeah. What about yours? Have sex with someone, and I hear it's not just me who got one of those. They either ran out of ideas or were desperate to get laid. Like, being in underwear isn't a layup as it is. They had to include these stupid missions to get people to fuck. Totes so lame. Are you gonna do yours? I can just say that I did it. It's not like anyone will check if I did. Yours is much harder to fake. Did I hear that you'll cheat on the dirty bowl tonight? No, you misheard. Don't worry, I'm not enforcing it or anything. That's all Derek. Then yeah, you heard me right. Haha. I'm sure there's someone to help you with your mission. Didn't you and Tommy hook up on Halloween? I heard something about it. He told people about that? That figures. What did he say? I heard from the guys that you had sex. I heard from the guys you had sex. That's about it. Did he leave out the part where he stopped in the middle of it and made me leave because of Quinn? That's news to me. He's a douchebag for doing that. And even if I needed someone to carry out my mission tonight, it wouldn't be him. Good for you or flirt?
Flirt.
Good, you can do much better. You're looking hot tonight. And it wouldn't be you either. So stop trying. I'm calling it as I see it. And I don't trust it. I know how guys like you work. You say something nice to get my attention, and later you neg me for control. Whoa, you sound damaged. And there's the neg. Screw you. Whatever. What about me, Grim? I look hot too, right? Yeah. Sure, very hot. Don't fall for his tricks. I'm not. He's gonna fall for mine. What do you mean? I'm talking about my mission. I've had my eyes on him for a long time now, and the stars have aligned. I'm gonna fuck Grim tonight.
You ain't gotta trick him for that.
Is that what this is? Excuse me, is that what it is for? Rub the clit, yes. Lick the clit, yes. Bite the clit, no. G-spot stimulation. Put finger 2 to 3 inches into the vagina and do a come here movement. Texture should feel different. They're showing you where the clitoris is, gentlemen, so look.
You ain't figured it out by now.
Right.
Makes me sad.
What did you think it was
That's
for?
That's why our population is deteriorating.
The hell if I know.
Where the clit is.
But there is too much hair and folds of meat in there as it is. It's hard to know what anything is. Especially when the girls have a jungle bush. Tell me about it. And all this time I thought they peed out of the big hole and not the small one. I've never even seen that hole.
Oh my.
Hold on, just for a second. Female buttholes, what can you tell me about them? What the hell are you guys doing? My mission, ask a girl to lecture you on vaginas, and Tiffany was nice enough to help out. I see, and what about you? Who the hell is this guy? Oh, I thought we were just learning.
Oh no.
Alright, carry on.
Alright, Virgin.
What about you, Grim? You don't need a lecture on pussies, do you? Brag or diss the guys, or no thank you?
Brag.
I'm a learning by doing kind of guy, and I've got enough practice to know how to get girls off when I want to. Now what about them buttholes?
They're the same as other buttholes.
Whoa!
Just know I have a Mother's Day no. dinner to attend at a certain time, so we can't be up all night.
Not at 6 o'clock p.m.
DP is a thoughtful son.
10 p.m.
Well, I said around...
It'll all be closed by then.
I said around 1.
We might be going to the same Chinese restaurant.
Probably. It's the only one I
yes,
think
Yes, the only one
it.
I think is worth it, too.
Unless I went to the town over.
Yeah.
The big old town.
Oh, man. Yeah? You haven't taken a mission from the bowl yet. Don't think I haven't noticed. Fine, I'll take one for the team. Yeah, you might have to. Hmm? Enjoy your mission. You have until midnight or you'll face the consequences. You're keeping a tight ship around here tonight, Derek. It's easy math, ass man. The more girls that grab a mission, the higher the chances are to get laid. And here I thought you didn't pay attention in math class. Thanks for helping out with everything. It means a lot to me. I didn't want you to go at it alone. Sometimes you gotta be proactive. You can't go around waiting for others to step up. It's not just tonight, though. Don't think I haven't noticed you pull your weight and more around here. After Nick left, I obviously had to step up more. Things can change in an instant. A wise man once said you should be the change you want to see in the world. And I intend to be just that. So I'll help out and be as loyal as I can to us. And also, I want to get laid out. I want to get laid more, so I'll try to put out more. Haha, that's good. How's dating life for you these days? Like eating a buffet. Awesome. Only that it's day two of the buffet, and I'm eating everybody's cold scraps. Haha, come on, it can't be that bad. But I'll keep handing out these missions until guests stop showing. Tonight might be a good night. I have a feeling. Is everything set for the competition? Yep, got t-shirts, beers, towels, and a mop good to go. What about the microphone and speaker? I got that too. When do you want to do it? Soon, yeah? Yeah, let me check a few things first. No rush, when you're ready I'll fetch the things and we can start the show. We are not going to be starting the show tonight. We're going to do a lot of the talking, and that's pretty much it. I know I said we were going to do an hour, but because I didn't know it was Mother's Day tomorrow, I completely slipped my mind. Well, no. I'm talking about last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last week we didn't really, we didn't think ahead. So sorry about that, guys.
I know it's not long after my birthday, so I always know to prepare.
I don't recognize them, but it looks like they're having fun. Hope they're cool people. I hate myself for being paranoid about guests' intentions now when it should be a fun party. I should talk to Tara about this when she shows up. Maybe she trusts me enough to tell me if any of these guests are against us. Oh! There's like hidden stuff in the game.
Bing-a-bing-bong-bong.
Oh! That's alright. It's not a big deal. Nobody heard anything. You know, you gotta look at things. Oh, we could talk to Quinn. He's talking bullshit. I know he was, but his threat was serious. Vinny won't tell our supplier anything because he already knows enough. Your supplier knows that you stole us girls from Vinny? Likely, but he doesn't care about that at all. What he cares about is that I made a profit from selling his stuff. Are you in trouble? It's nothing I can't handle. My only reason for telling you this is that you don't go back to Vinny, okay? Wait, how did your supplier find out? It's irrelevant. Not to me. It doesn't concern you. Look, it wasn't just me who Vinny threatened. The threat was extended to my girls. I know them. Some of them will freak out when I tell them what Vinny said. Don't tell them anything. Someone cut his face with a knife and he had a bad bruise. I wouldn't be surprised if something in his face were broken. This is serious, Quinn. Good, I can use that. Listen to me. I'm not gonna jeopardize anything unless you have a damn good plan to deal with Vinny. I have a plan. It'll take care of everything. When? Soon. You get a week, and that's me being generous. After that, I'm telling my girls about what happened. But I doubt Vinny will give me that long. I don't need a week. Are you sure? Relax, okay? Enjoy whatever this party is. Did I hear someone say party? Am I interrupting something? I need another beer. What's up? You're cocking those boxers. No, it's not. Give it time. It will be at some point during tonight if I know you guys as well as I think I do. They did not want to talk to me. They got more important shit going on.
Yeah.
We got a render. There's some new rooster stuff too, but we can go through that later. The nurse? What the heck is up? No. Unless she's from... No, that's Lily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't look like her.
Maybe it was supposed to be based on a movie scene. Did you see the helicopter and all that?
Microdose, cannabis, and mushrooms in a can.
Where?
Oh, this one.
Oh, okay. Hey, how's it going? I'm gonna need some of that shit. Thank you so much for the invite. I had to bring Carla to one of your parties. Don't mention it. Welcome, Carla. What a great party you chose for your first one. Oh, it's not my first. I went to one last year, but it wasn't anything like this. This one makes me wonder what went through your mind when you planned it. This party is nuts. I have to take responsibility for this one. I planned it. Ah ha ha, no way. Was it your idea to have a lingerie Christmas party? A Christmas panty party, if you will. But yeah, excuse me. And yes, but also, they have had these parties in the past, so I can't take full credit for the idea. Did you invite Jill? She said she wasn't coming, but I was unsure she was invited. Yeah, I invited her, but she was busy tonight. That's convenient, haha. I'm happy you two showed up. Did you bring anyone with you? I was gonna bring my boyfriend Matthew, but he had dinner plans with some friends. I asked my boyfriend Jeff to come, but he never goes to my college parties. He finds them too loud and annoying. He's worried about the theme when I showed him what I'd be wearing. Tell Jeff not to worry, you're in good hands tonight. I'd tell him if you guys didn't confiscate our phones. Ah, sorry about that. It's a party rule for all guests. You can always use it by the front door. It's fine. I wouldn't know where to put it anyway. This outfit doesn't have enough pockets. Did I emphasize how nuts the party is? New guests, welcome. You have to pull a mission from the dirty bowl. What is that? It sounds scary. They have boyfriends, Derek. Maybe you should give them a free pass. No way. Every guest must take a mission. No exceptions. Boyfriend or girlfriend, it doesn't matter. We treat everyone equally tonight. I didn't make the rules. Except that you did help make the rules. No exceptions. It's fine. We'll take one each. There. Best of luck to you. Finish them by midnight or face the consequences. Then I'll be out of here come midnight. Look. Oh my god, ha ha ha. Let me guess, it's something bad. Again, nuts, I tell ya. Nuts, and now I have to suck on someone's nuts too? Coincidence? I think not. Suck on someone's balls, get your ass yanked, licked, and bit. Spanked!
Yank. Yank a tit. They're there for your pleasure.
Get your ass spanked, licked, and bit.
And bit.
And she has to suck on someone's balls. Spanked, licked, and bit? Kind of excessive, don't you think? I should have told you to dodge Derek while I had the chance. At least we have until midnight to party. Yay. You didn't hear this from me, but there may be an opportunity to get out of doing the mission before midnight. You'll know when you hear it. Well, that's good to know. Thanks. Did you get a mission too? I got a free pass because of my duties tonight. So the rules weren't the same for everyone. They were, he just not telling them. Oh no! Oh, you name it, I've got it. Butt plugs, condoms, vibrators, dildo. Let's try this again. Oh, you name it, I've got it. Butt plugs, condoms, vibrators, dildos, outfits, lube. Everything you need to turn this night into a fun and sexy one.
She's a Hasidic Jew now?
No.
At these prices.
I do that as a Chinese guy.
But being close to China.
Yes, it was.
Very Jewish.
No, it's Jewish.
We got butt plugs. We've got.
We'll try it again then. Oh, you'll name it. I've got it. Butt plugs, condoms, vibrators, dildo, outfits, lube.
Now that's my.
Okay.
There you go.
Everything you need to turn this night to a fun and sexy one.
You notice, and that's where all the Jewish people eat on Christmas.
Did you bring all of that here? Go back! I got more stashed away by front door! I know, he hadn't been in a tournament, so I thought I was making an appearance. Oh, Grim, just the guy I wanted to talk to. Oh, no. Oh, Grim! Just the guy I wanted to talk to! Give me a minute! I'm not buying anything. I'm all set on butt plugs. Thanks. A guy like you, I bet you are. I was joking, I don't own any butt plugs.
It's a magical cock sucker.
This isn't about your butt plugs. I have a serious business proposition for you.
It rubs you and gives you...
Thanks for considering me, but I don't want to sell sex toys. That's not what I proposed to. Hear me out. Oh, she says, I've been looking for a guy who's hung like a horse, and word of mouth tells me that's you. People say all kinds of things. Don't be modest. I saw the posters too. You're huge. So what? I have these dick cloning sets that aren't selling well, but I could sell a clone rocket for a lot of money if I used a kit on you. Telling girls they could pleasure themselves with a legendary dick of a dick would make me a fortune. You want to sell people my cock? Not your cock, dummy. A rubber version of it, like a dildo that has the same size and details as your dick. It'd be 100% authentic. Every vein and wart would be seen on it. I'm telling you, I could easily sell it for $100. Any profit I'd make, I'd split it with you. What do you say? I say I don't need another reason for my dick to be spread on campus. Enough is enough. Huh? I didn't expect that from you.
I'm not a whore.
But I have heard of the dick cloning kits and all that.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. You better trim your pubes before you do it, or it's going to be a rough ride.
Oh, I know. Thanks for the invite, Grim. The party is bitching. Some of these girls I've never seen before. I have no clue who you girls are, but you're welcome. For real? We were at the Halloween party. I wasn't. You weren't? See, it's easy to tell, especially not with and without costumes. I'm Felicia. I'm in the same classes as Jacob, and I've been to many parties with you guys. Charlotte! Elena invited me. I'm Leanne. I come with these girls. Or excuse me, I came with these girls. Thanks for extending me your invites.
Maybe you can come with me later.
No problem. I'm Grim. Aha, yeah. We already know who you are. I don't. No, wait. I do. Now I recognize you. Look, I know that poster is out there, but can we at least pretend it's not? What poster? I recognize you from that video. You're so good at playing guitar. It's nuts. Oh, crap. Oh, that's him? Well, hello! I can tell from those boxers it's true. Yeah, enjoy the party. It's hard to be looked at like a piece of meat. Grim, wait, it's not bad to have a big cock. Laughter.
You ever heard the Norm MacDonald joke? He's like, they always say it's the motion in the ocean, not the size of the lotion. He said, I don't know how it goes. He said, I don't think it's the size of it. There's not, or the motion of it. He said, there's not a lot of big dick guys out there. It's like, I don't know how to use this enormous penis. If it were only smaller and easier to maneuver.
Oh, man. Hilarious. Looking for things. Oh. Yeah, I wear these to bed. So what? You got a problem with fire? My dick is fire and so is my underwear. And what about the shades? Shit's cash and I've got cash. Matt, no. This is the one where
this
I do
the
Asian. Yeah, I wear these to bed. So what? You got a problem with fire? My dick is fire and so is my underwear.
So you mean it'll make your vagina burn?
And what about the shades? She's cash, and I got cash. My cash! Don't like them? That's your problem. Not every party is a costume party. Or you're on fire.
You're on fire. I bet he is on fire.
Chen, I think you're standing too close to the fireplace. Your underwear caught on fire. I don't diss your yawns boxes. Don't diss my drip. As I was saying, I'm starting a threesome later. I'm looking for two girls to join. That's the mission you got? What fucking mission? It's a pass for us, but good luck with your hunt. Don't say no like that. At least hear me out. A no is a no, Chen. Move on. Bah! Thanks. Get her a drink. No problem. Can I get you something to drink? You don't have to do that. I can get it myself. What kind of host would I be if I let a guest go thirsty? Let me get you some punch from downstairs.
Go get that punch before you forget.
Right. Where's the kitchen?
He never came back.
Can't remember which one's the kitchen. Ah. Oh, I got another. Now, some of these renders have been not safe for work, so I gotta change the video.
Well, I figured this whole thing
would be not safe for work, but you know what I mean.
I would just...
Oh, Lord!
Oh, damn. That's my kind of party right there.
Maya had an orgy.
Except just me. Busting up.
Oh, there's people in there.
Clear it out. No getting chiz on the furniture.
Smack. How long do you think they'll keep going? Her mission said not to stop until the guy made her. At this rate, they won't stop at making out. I was gonna check if the movie was still playing, but it looks like there's another type of entertainment in here. How are you surprised by that? Didn't you and your friends plan this? The Dirty Bowl was my idea, but I didn't write the missions. I can't believe people are going through with theirs. I thought it was a joke at first. It's for fun, to get guests to interact and talk. How does flashing my boobs to people lead to conversation? Oh, sweetie,
it does.
Well, I'm supposed to do that and show myself fully naked to someone, too. Is yours as bad? You tell me, I'm supposed to make out with three guys tonight. Better get to it, then. I hear there are consequences if you don't. And maybe yours doesn't have to be with a guy. How about it, Mia? Hell no, that wouldn't help me. You'll have to find others to do it, just like I have to find three guys for mine. Why are you looking at me? Would you do it? Want to be my first one?
Sure, help her.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's have some fun. Don't brag to your friends about this. Oh, they are nice boobs. Ah, very nice. Quite boobily.
Very nice.
They're quite boobily, you know? They're boobily. They're bouncy. They're bouncy.
Oh, yes, yes.
How long do you reckon he has to look at them? If I make it out with three guys, you better show them for longer than that. That's enough, and what fun it was. Is it my turn? Oh, like this. Ooh.
Okay. What was she gonna... She's about to...
She's a redhead. Way to go, Mia. That's one down. Thanks for the help. No problem. Good luck finding two more. I'm sure you can do it.
Yeah, that's gonna be so hard to do for a woman of her look.
I don't think he hit anything in this room this time. He's trying to hide him in different areas so that they're not so easy to find. Oh, there's the punch. There we go, some punch for that girl upstairs. So this isn't just the hots, this is like all kinds of girls. Girls, girls, girls.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I like them.
Oh, wow. He's talking to some girl. Oh, okay, Elena. Would you be okay with it? It depends on who it is, and you'd have to be okay with that, too. Hey, guys, what are we drinking? I'm drinking the eggnog. I have no clue what Derek put in it, but it's pretty damn good. Eggnog. Ho-ho hot shot. Nice drink. Naughty drink. Cinnamon surprise. Cocoa tequila. Today only. Minty drink. Mouthwash. Mouthwash. Frothy pilk. Inventive as always. The naughty drink is great, Grim. You should ask him to make one for you. Nah, he's busy out there tonight. I'm getting a beer. Grim, you're not an ex, are you? Ex? What do you mean? Have a look at this. You are Y. Find X and have sex. Oof. Ah, I wouldn't want to be stuck with this mission. It's exciting though, isn't it? It could be good, but it could also be horrendous. Or maybe it's a dud. What if no one pulled the other end of that mission? If you find out, let us know. Aha. Okay, if you guys are up for it, I'll let X know. Oh, I got another one. Boy, I bet it's that orgy. Yep, good lord. That's a regular damn hentai scene.
Well, well, well.
Except instead of a bunch of guys around the girl, it's a bunch of girls and one guy. Hey, that works for me. I wonder whose breasts those are.
His? Or are you talking about the background tips?
Right there.
It could be anybody, maybe Jill's. That kind
could
of
be like Jill.
Yeah. Got big tits.
Yeah. That might be the first time we've seen Jill's tits. I don't think we've seen it. Yeah. Got me in the party mood, but not for much longer. Let's see, what is it?
I bet there's 47 tits.
That's a lot of tits.
No, that's not a lot.
That's 20 women. That's 20, 47
one
tits.
One of them's only got one tit.
Oh!
That's a Steve Martin. That his own stand-up. He's like, look at the tits. I bet there's 47 tits up there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be an equal. It wouldn't be
wouldn't
an equal.
Be an even yeah. Set of tits.
Yeah. Nope, there's nothing in the bathroom this time. Damn. Found another one. Oh, it's another one, it's Jill. Or Lily. This is interesting. So at least we know what's going on here. It's gotta be a movie or something. Maybe. Okay, so he's been shot. They're going up the stairs.
Might look like she's old up.
I'm trying to figure out what.
What's going on?
Well, he's working. I mean, he's working on different stuff all the time. That's why she's old up. They're trying different. You know, that's how these guys. Practice their that's how they practice their craft. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to
no, I know we are.
I still have to go hook up. And then it's 10 hours from the time I got everything done. And
that's it.
I say I'm going to take someone out for a Mother's Day meal.
And you said it won? You said it won?
It won, yeah. If I'm hooked up around the 3 o'clock hour, it'll be
It'll be one. Yeah, it'll be one. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I hope. So
that's
it's.
I'm saying I probably here in a second need to leave and do that.
Yeah. Because I was going to wait just a few more minutes and then clock it at 30.
All right.
Yeah, clock it at 30 and then that's it. Oh, and then somebody got arrested. Miami Police Department. Whoops. Some of these, there's not really a lot to do with them. Yeah, I already looked in there. I don't see nothing in there. Alright, so where did we not go? Tommy's room. Seems like they've made their choice. I'll have to be cool with it. Knowing how much he likes her, it would suck to see him fall for someone who's in a relationship. Perhaps he already did. Hey, Grim, dance with us. I'm good, thanks. Too sober. Let's fix that, then. I'll be back in a bit. Nice party, Grim. It's great. It's hard doing it alone. I should have helped out more. It's not your responsibility to do these things as a freshman, yet you are. Once again, our frat is tested, and you're trying to keep it together. I can't take all the credit. Derek did a lot, too. Yeah, we can always count on Derek, can't we? Look, sorry for being an ass lately. I haven't felt too good about myself, and I've missed your friendship. That's what annoyed me the most. You distanced yourself from me when you should have done the opposite. Especially after what Nick said, it made me feel horrible. I didn't realize it hit you that hard. I'm sorry, I thought those comments would roll right off you. They didn't. They stuck with me. But I'll be fine. It's not been easy for either of us. Nick has been a close friend of mine, and now he's gone. I've told him to cool down and talk to us again, but he's hurt too. He claims he didn't have anything to do with the cluck or the pictures. I haven't found anything to clear his name, but I've talked to Chad about the letters they claimed I sent. And? It's a misunderstanding, but he still blames us. And just like I knew, it was someone else sending the letters, but I'm no close to figuring out who. I'm out of ideas. Regarding Nick, I wanted to ask you something. He said something along the lines of Tommy stealing money from the treasury and that you were cool with it. What was that about? Tommy needed money and I lent him some from the treasury. Nick must have misunderstood why Tommy took money from the safe. But you never told me that. When I noticed the budget was off, you didn't mention any loans. Why did you keep it a secret from me? I told you to talk to Tommy about it. Yeah, but why couldn't you tell me? Because of the Dick secret code. Oh. Again, talk to Tommy. We're not buddy-buddy at the moment. Make an effort with him. Maybe you can be again. Rusty, this is the song I was talking about. Come and dance with me. Go dance with her. Are you sure? Yeah, I don't want you to spend all night in underwear talking to me. What a waste of a party.
Yeah.
There's one more left to talk to. No, two. But we're going to talk to Tommy. Nipple tape. That doesn't actually classify as underwear to me. No?
I'll take it.
No, you have to take it off. And play right into your hand. The rules of the party, baby. Looks like he's enjoying himself. That's good. Grim! Yeah? Sheena's nipple tape. Is that underwear or not? If I can tell it, I can tell he wants me to stay. I'll play along. Nope! Underwear is panties, bra, and lingerie. Nipple tape, that's like censoring. And we know how bad that is. Exactly, Gina. You're a walking piece of Japanese porn, only that it's your tits that are blurred. You gotta do it. Free the nipple. It's Christmas, after all. This party better be worth it. That's what I'm talking about. Now let's see what we can do about your dirty bowl mission. Let's do it. He talked to me again. That's a good sign. I'd say him hooking up with chicks after breaking up with Heather was a sign of moving on. But he did that while they were together too, so I don't know what's going on with him. No, I think they also had a party like this last year. And I'll say it, it sounds way worse than what it is. It is silly, but at least everyone is doing it. Yeah, and if you think about it, guys have it way worse than girls tonight. What makes you say that? Isn't it obvious? I've seen at least three of you guys pitching tents already. Ah ha ha, totally. They're just happy that you girls came. I am too, but I won't pitch a tent to show it. Ugh, you're the worst. Oh, they did bring the mids. There's the mids. You don't look too comfortable there, Karen. Are you alright? I was on the fence and Sally forced me to come. No one's forcing anyone to do anything tonight. We have the dress code and that's it. Oh yeah? What about that bowl game? We refused to take a piece of paper from it and Derek said we'd be punished by midnight. That one's just for fun. You should join in. Mine said to flash my tits to three guys. Just three? You got off easy. I've seen worse missions than that. The worst, I tell you, the worst. My point is, have fun and relax. No one is judging anyone here tonight. I don't want a booster. Ask if she wants a mask. If you want a mask to help you relax, I can get one for you. I can't see well without my glasses. Okay. You look sexy tonight, Karen. You sure know how to rock those underwear. Hey, Grim. Yeah? You're number one now! Oh, my eyes! My eyes! You asshole.
Oh, that was lame.
Well, that was a dick point. That was a dick point. Yeah. The only way you can get that is by a
those
dick
point. Pretty good now, looking
tits. Yeah, they were. They were great looking tits. I'm not even gonna lie. I've seen a lot of tits, and those were nice.
I played with a lot of tits, and I'll tell you, they're not all winners.
They're not all winners. You heard it here first, folks. I haven't played with a lot of them. I played with some of them. You played with...
Shoot, I remember a girl asked me, said, what are you going to do if I take my bra off? I said, I'm going to play with them titties. Took the bra off. I started shifting one like I was shifting the gear on a car. What are you doing? I'm saying, I'm kicking it in the fourth gear.
All right. On that note, guys, we'll see you next time with more of the Dick's Christmas Party here on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I am out.
Later.